Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. Today, oh, hey, I forgot to tell you that my sister-in-law is here, but you guys know that. I'm always here. I was just diving into the episode. That's excited. So, today we are talking about a super sensitive topic, and Emily and I are somewhat terrified to talk about this, but also excited because it really shouldn't be such a scary topic. We're talking about one of the most common mommy war topics, breastfeeding and bottle feeding. We're talking about how you feed your baby.
Feeding babies. Yes.
Yes. Oh, and
go ahead.
I know we're both like cringing a little bit here. I think it's the thing with it is like it is one of the most difficult things as a new mom is feeding your baby. And I'm like, why is that? Is it because, you know, it seems like it's all probably just because it's always touch and go if it's going to work or how it's going to work or if you know your child's getting enough. And it's like the first thing that's in your face, your first like big responsibility as a mom is to make sure, you know, you're feeding, you're nursing and all that
and
stuff.
And regardless of what you do, like it takes up a tremendous amount of time.
Oh,
like
oh my
feeding
word.
Your yes. child in the first year is, I mean, if I could clock the hours, you know, that you spend either preparing
Seriously.
For it or washing bottles or whatever you do, it just takes a yes. lot of time. And it affects all these yes. other areas like sleeping and their temperament and
yes.
their mood.
That's
and,
true.
When you go places and like what you have to bring with you when you go. And there's just, it impacts like everything for your first year. So it's a huge
Yes,
deal.
Totally. Yeah, it is like your life. I feel like that was like everything I thought about the first year, especially with my firstborn. It was like everything came back to how I fed my child. And like then you too, you have like, you know, like kids that have gas or they have colic or reflux allergies. Like there are so many complications too with either how your child receives it or even how your milk comes in, what your diet should be like. I'm like seriously sort of having heart palpitations just thinking about, especially nursing, but even if you do bottles, it's like finding the right nipple and finding like if you're going to pump, you know, like what's the right valves that are going to fit on you. Do not let, I hope my husband does not listen to this episode or any men out there. I'm sorry. This is your warning to like get out of here. But it's just, I think there are just so many variables and it is super stressful. It's super personal. That's why I think so many moms do, you know, kind of debate about it.
Yeah, it is. And it's like we, like you said, I think we can all be unified that regardless of how you choose to feed your baby, there are challenges.
Yeah.
It takes up a lot of time and it's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
And I think we can all acknowledge that, hey, you know, it's hard. And Laura and I have all over the board experiences with feeding.
We have six kids between us.
Six kids.
Emily has four, though. She has more.
Well, so, okay, so we just wanted to share our personal experiences just a little bit here so you know where we are coming from. Laura, do you want to share?
And this is, like, really high level because we have so many experiences.
Obviously, there's
just like all of you,
details.
But...
And if we were all sitting down for coffee, we would talk about all those great details.
Oh, and I would just love it. Yes.
Okay. Hey, Laura, what was your experience?
Okay, so, yep, I've got two kiddos and my first son. I've written a ton about this topic because it was so stressful and just difficult for me, too much so, and I realize that now, but went from exclusively breastfeeding to exclusively pumping for about 6 months, 5 to 6 months. It starts to fade, thankfully. And then went to bottle feeding, formula feeding for like the last few months. So I definitely did all three, like the whole like commitment level to all of them. And it was honestly, it was an idol for me. It was something that I really wanted to work. I wanted to breastfeed. I, you know, had heard that it was the most natural way and all of those things that I wanted to give that to my son. But for various reasons, it just didn't work. I even was so committed to pumping that you know, I spent hours and hours on the pump and trying to get my milk supply up, doing all the lactation cookies and the, I don't even know what you do anymore. I'm out of it, not very long out of it, but, you know, all of the things that you do to try to increase your milk supply. And my son was a huge eater. I mean, he was taking so much milk, and it was just a really difficult time, I think, for me, breastfeeding that first time. And then the second time, my daughter had colic, and we moved and did all these things, and so I exclusively nursed her for about 5 months, very much like in an on-demand way and whatever she wanted. And then I lost supply, or like enough supply, probably due to stress, they said, and she just wasn't eating enough, falling off the growth charts, and I went wham, bam, straight to formula. And so I think it's this kind of a thing you probably wouldn't do until your second time mom. Maybe not, but I needed the first child to be able to say the second child, I'm not doing one foot in, one foot out. So.
Yeah, and I've had, you know, experiences too all over the table.
Yeah.
And so really quick, my first son, he came, surprise, 4 weeks early. And so, you know, we nursed, but for a variety of reasons, for only about 4 months did that work, and he's never really great at nursing. I would say I never had a good nursing experience. It was always a fight. It was always tears on his part and me feeling unsure. And so I went to the doctor with him at like 4 months or something, and it was like, hey, he's at like zero percentile. You have to do something. And so that was kind of like immediate. We're moving you over to bottle and formula. And again, I was a first-time mom, and I was like, no idea what I was doing and just didn't know what kind of support was available and all those things. And so,
it's so hard.
Oh, yeah.
The first
time. That was the best decision. That was the only decision we needed to make at that time, and moved over to formula and did that for the rest of the year. And he did great. He thrived. And then second time around, we had twins, and I kind of knew going into it that we had a, you know, 15, 16 month old at home, and I was getting ready to have twin infants, and I didn't have a previously good breastfeeding experience. And so I think I wasn't expecting to breastfeed them, but I also really wanted a pump and really wanted to offer them breast milk as long as I could. So that is what I did. They were born again another month early, and I pumped for about three months with them. And kept up with it for a long time, but honestly just got to this place where pumping was extremely isolating for me. I was, we had family living with us at the time, and so I was having to pump in like a back room of our house, and with twins and feeding, it was just like all I was doing was attached to my pump and feeding those babies, and I just felt like I was going to go into a dark place. And so it was really, really important for me to stop that for my own emotional, mental health. And like Laura said, second time around, I think I felt more confident that, you know, they do grow out of that stage and everything is okay. But my most recent experience has been totally different. I had a full-term baby, and this child loves nursing so much. I have been exclusively breastfeeding now for 8 months. He will not take a bottle. I breastfeed on demand. And so it's funny because now I'm having my total, like, quote unquote, dream breastfeeding experience. But it's still not perfect. You know, we've had growth issues. We've had, you know, again, I can't be away from this sweet guy, like, because he won't take milk from anything else. So it's just funny. I feel like it's, we've done everything, and I'm happy, and it looks like I'm on trajectory to maybe go, you know, a year or more with this dude breastfeeding.
So that just shows you from two moms how we've had like literally every experience in the book. So, and that's like what we want to make clear is like, we're the same person, like, especially like if you look at Emily as a case study, the same person, and she has had an exclusive nurser and pretty much almost gone, you know, pretty quickly to formula, both by choice and by what happened, you know, or has happened in her life circumstances, same mom, you know, and I think that that's an interesting note, you know, that it doesn't always work perfectly for every single mom, or it's not always, mom doesn't always have to make the same decisions each baby.
Yeah, agreed. Amen. Okay, so We wanted to address the gospel in this. And this is like a component that generally isn't talked about when breastfeeding, bottle feeding comes up. And so, yeah, our personal experiences are interesting. But what I hope that you observed as we were sharing is that Laura and I, regardless of what way we were, quote unquote, choosing, there were problems. And sin and the fall makes everything that God originally designed and originally planned complicated and broken. And so even if we at the hospital said, oh, I want to do this, you know, natural, quote unquote, ideal thing, it was complicated. And I think any woman who approaches that, I mean, some women even approach, they have their baby and maybe there's things in their past or traumas or whatever that make it so that they can't even in that moment make that decision to breastfeed. So I think it's just regardless of how you feed your baby, sin has and will and does impact that.
Exactly. And, you know, the big thing too to remember though is that redemption, this is the beautiful part about the gospel, is that God has offered grace through the cross. And what that is things like the being able to use formula. We have an alternate method and a great method of being able to feed our children. We have very helpful nurses, lactation consultants that, you know, when we're struggling with breastfeeding, that they can help and offer tips and advice. Breastfeeding support groups, pumps are a form of grace. So it's a wonderful thing that even though our bodies are broken, that sometimes that perfect original design of being able to breastfeed your child, when that doesn't work out because we live in a broken world with broken bodies, like how amazing is it that God has offered grace through all of these ways to help us either find support in continuing to breastfeed or an alternate method that's going to work well for you. And I just think, like, what a cool way to see redemption. You know, every time you attend that support group or every time you hop on that Facebook page and get some friend or and get some advice or from a friend or, you know, you sit down with your pump, like, that is grace. And again, we just love finding God's grace and the redemption story in the small things that we do every day as a mom.
And I think the other thing that, you know, Laura touched on earlier in the episode, which I want to bring back up again, is like, what are we worshiping? What are we putting our heart and our hope in? Are you hoping in God?
Yep.
Are you focusing on worshiping Him? Are you focusing on letting the Lord and His word control you? Or are you hoping in and focusing on your desire to feed your child a certain way and letting everything else in your life be killed on that altar? You know, being willing to literally sacrifice anything at any cost for this one thing. And maybe it's, you know, a perfect breastfeeding experience, or maybe it's, I must continue exclusive pumping for a certain amount of time, or maybe it's, you know, whatever. I don't know what all of the different idols are. But I think it's really important that we keep God as the most important figure, Christ as the most important thing in our lives, and not begin to worship a style of breastfeeding to the point where that is controlling everything in our lives. Like, it can get really weird, and I think you have to ask yourself, what is my heart worshiping, and what am I making the most important thing?
Exactly. And, you know, along with like idolizing or, you know, putting on a pedestal a certain method or way, and because we have been extended grace in this area, like our job is to give ourselves grace, you know, and also other women, and so that we don't hold them to some standard that we feel, you know, is what it should be. Or, you know, I mean, people even have had opinions whenever I exclusively pumped or whenever I formula fed about, like, there was like a high standard of what kind of formula I use. So we're not just talking here about, like, you know, if you breastfeed or if you don't. Like, I was even amazed by people's really strong opinions about, this is the best kind of formula. It's the closest to breast milk. This is what you must use, or you are not a good formula feeding mom, you know? And so it happens in all sorts of areas of how we feed our babies. And it will happen as you move progress past breastfeeding into if you're feeding your child organic, or if you're giving them processed foods, or if you're, you know, feeding, I don't know, giving them gluten, or, you know, it just kind of, it continues. It's yes. something that I think we face as moms all our whole lives. And, you know, our job is to steward well whatever God has given us to feed our babies. And one way that we can really model God's grace is by, you know, feeling freedom in what we feed our children, of what is going, evaluating that with your husband and looking at what's going to work best, and then not allowing a certain form of feeding to be idolized with you or in your conversations with others. Like, we want to give each other grace, moms, and not have this be this huge mommy war. There's no point in it.
Yeah, and I think there's this issue of, like, you can't see into another woman's heart. And I know we always talk about it being a heart issue. And just a quick side note, like, feeding is a legitimate way that, especially our babies, we love them well, right? We are Christ to our children by feeding them and caring about their nutrition and caring about, you know, that they're getting enough food and they're getting it at the right time. Like, that is a way that we are imaging Christ to our babies, and the way that we're, you know, a baby that's literally physically nourished is able to, like, learn and grow, and, you know, you're preparing them physically and mentally to be able to learn and hear the gospel and other things later in life. So I think that, like, we don't want to devalue and sound like eating, you know, doesn't matter at all, because it does matter, but it's your heart in it, and your heart to say, this is a way that I want to be preparing my child to receive, you know, the truths that I'm going to share with them and to nurture them, and not, this is a way I'm going to control my situation and feel like a good mom.
Yes, right on. So I think we'll end it there. We've hit our time, and so we hope that you don't hear from us what method is correct or the right way to do things, but just your heart attitude behind it and why we can find freedom. And so if you're struggling with that right now, we really hope that you're able to move past that and be able to live in God's grace of all of these great ways that we can feed our children, and to just adjust your heart to be grateful for that. So let's see. So, yep, we have our show notes on this. We'll have a lot of, I think I've written about this topic a ton before. I don't know how much M has, but we'll have some other great articles up, I'm sure. And definitely check us out. We're on Facebook and Twitter for social media. So if you want to follow along and get updates there, do that. And you can head over to risenmotherhood.com for any other info. So hope you guys have a great day.